I was advising that the council and the guard monitor those lights, and especially the lights there at the Clonree, because they're just less than 200 metres away from the roundabout. Especially if cars are coming off the roundabout, some cars tend to drive fairly fast, so I would have a wee bit of concern about them. The four-lane project, from the point of view of active travel, which is for pedestrians and cyclists, for safety, you know, it'll be an excellent job. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, the speed limit will be reduced from what was formerly 80 kilometres to 60 kilometres.
There are traffic lights in the middle of the Polestar roundabout. If they can work properly, they can do an awful lot to actually ease the traffic there. But again, really important that their impact and their efficacy is very closely watched in the opening weeks of their operation.
Without a doubt, look, and I'm sure lessons have been learned, like from the lights on the Piers Road, and it took some time after they switched on to coordinate them. It'll be the same there. When new lights are installed, it does take people a while to get used to them, especially if you're travelling on a regularly on any road, and all of a sudden then you have to contend with traffic lights. The ones at the Polestar, I would hope that they will be well coordinated and that there won't be backup of traffic on those.